everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite a bit about this dream and this vision that God has placed within our hearts, and how God wants to use this dream and use this vision to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, to put it out there and to win other people for the Lord. Not only to win other people to the Lord, but also to help and to encourage people. And we've been learning the best way that we can use to help people and to encourage people and to bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ is with our tongue. Our tongue is used for a lot of things, but what we've been talking about is how God wants to use our tongue to edify and to uplift and to build people up instead of tearing them down. And we were talking last time we were together about victory over the tongue. Because like I said, the tongue is a very powerful force. But through the power of the Holy Spirit and the application of the principles of God's Word, we can control our tongue. The first step on that is to get your heart right with God. Because I've been telling you, what is in your heart is what you're going to speak, what you're going to talk, and what you're going to tell. So, get your heart right with God. And then the second one is to recognize your responsibility. Recognize that you will be held accountable for every word that you say, whether it be good or whether it be bad. You will be held accountable for it. And today, I'd like to continue on talking about victory over the tongue. We are kind of meditating on scriptural principles to control the words coming out of our mouth, but here are a couple additional principles. Then I'm going to be giving you some Bible verses and scriptures and stuff, but take note and to read these on your own and to study that. That way you too can influence your mind and influence your heart of what comes out of your heart, that you're going to speak the right and say the words that will uplift people. And the number one is realize your words reflect on the gospel. As long as you believe your tongue is not important, you will not gain control of it. You must realize that your conversation reflects on the gospel of Jesus. You'll be surprised when you're with a bunch of people and you are in a group. People kind of sit back and watch you and listen to you. They listen to what you say, how you say it, the words that you say, the exclamations that you use. So people are watching and they are listening to what you have to say. In Philippians 1:27, it says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Because of this, you should set a good example by your conversation." In 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." So what comes out of your mouth is heard by the heathens, which are the heathens, what they're talking about is people that are non-believers, the ones that have not accepted Christ. They're going to listen to what you say and how you say it. In Psalms 1:26-2, it said, "Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then they said among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." Meaning, by how you talk, the conversation that you hold, the words that you say can be a blessing not only unto other people, but unto you. Because that is edifying God by the words that you say and how you say them. Because you can actually win others to the Lord Jesus by your conversation, by the words that you say and how you talk. In 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2, it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. In other words, how you talk and how you conduct yourself in conversation, that can win other people, because you talk of love and you talk about peace and you talk about joy that is in your heart. That's what's going to come out of your mouth, and people are going to hear that in this world and how you talk, and they're going to want the same thing that you are talking about. In James 1 and 19, it says, think before you speak. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. In Proverbs 30 and 32, if thou hast done foolishly and lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. In other words, shut your mouth. Listen to what you're saying. Pay attention to what you're saying. Like over in James 1 and 19, slow to speak. That way you don't say something that you're going to regret later. And how many times have we done that? We have, like they say, you open your foot or mouth and you stick your foot right in. And let me tell you, that foot does not taste very good, does it? And in Proverbs 15 and 28, it says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. And how many times have we been watching the news or reading the news? And I mean, the people are just spewing out the garbage and the trash and the things that are just hurtful and harmful, trying to tear everybody down. Why? Because that's what's in their heart. And what is in their heart is coming out of their mouth. In Proverbs 17 and 28, it says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. How many times I've never been arrested, nor do I ever plan to be arrested, but I'm sure you've watched TV and stuff, and the first thing they say, you have the right to remain silent because the words that you say can and will be used against you. So study and think before you open your mouth and talk, and ask God to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to have control of your tongue, and ask the Holy Spirit to plant this stuff into your heart where it's good tidings and joy and happiness and peace, where you build people up instead of tearing people down. And if you will let the Holy Spirit plant that in your heart, then what comes out of your mouth will be uplifting and will be a joy and will be a praise to God. And people will hear you talk and they will want to know what is different about you. And they will ask, explain to me what is in your heart, why you talk the way you talk. Because that can win people over to the Lord. And that is part of our dream and our vision that God has placed within our hearts. So let's turn our hearts and let's turn our tongue over to God and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and help us in this. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will help and touch each one of us, that, Father, we will yield our tongue and yield our hearts over to you. That, Father, that we will speak words of wisdom, speak words of encouragement, speak words that will draw people to you, that where people will want to know what is really in our hearts because what comes out of our mouth. Father, I pray that you will help us to yield our tongue over to you and to the Holy Spirit, that we speak words to edify and to build people up and not tear them down. Father, help us, I pray, that we could speak the gospel and that we could speak the gospel with joy and with peace and with love in our hearts to each and every one that we deal with. Father, help our conversation to be pleasing unto you and not to tear our down our witness for you. Help us, I pray, Father, and help us to always be mindful of what we say before we say it. And Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to praise you and to thank you for this help, I pray. Touch each one that is listening to this, I ask you. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoy studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio Listen or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.